I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, September 25th. Here's what you may have missed on the show because you may have taken the week off. Good for you.
I know. It's a short week at that, so we only have a few days, and then Thanksgiving will be here.
Yeah, if you're single and you know it, clap your hands and count your money.
Yes.
Apparently, there's some data found that single people spent about $4,600 less per year compared to those in relationships. The expert says it could be due to the fact of having roommates to help split the cost, or because single people don't face the pressures of buying gifts for anniversaries and Christmas and birthdays like their married counterparts with kids. The data also show that single people saved less. Theorize it's because they don't have to talk about money with anyone else, so spend
it. Exactly. No one else judging. You know. When I've been in a relationship in the past, I do want to buy. I always pick up little things. I think of people, and I like to give gifts.
Yeah.
But my problem now that I am single is I have this whole like treat yourself mentality. So sometimes I still spend the money. I'm like, oh, I'll take that extra glass of wine, or I'll have that appetizer, and I really should just be a little more cognizant of that.
But, yeah.
I could see where it would be expensive to be in a relationship.
They also found there was a campaign run last year called Meatless Monday, and it challenged people for 12 weeks to have a plant-based diet just on Monday. And the idea is that it would not only be healthier for you, but actually reduce greenhouse gases emitted by livestock. Because they consume food and they pass gas like humans do. And what they found was a majority of the people stuck to a Meatless Monday campaign. They said it worked. They found after 12 weeks, 70% of the people said that they skipped meat. 57% of people said that they were eating less meat than before the campaign. More than 70% said they skipped meat every Monday or at least once a week. And about 70% said it was easy or very easy to cut back. 68% said it was more; they were more committed to going meatless on more than one day a week.
I do feel like it would be, if you start small, you know, like everything gradually, I think that it would be easier if it's something you're trying to do. And there's so many good recipes. I mean, you were talking about your chicken tortilla soup that you could substitute something instead of the chicken mm-hmm. and that it's still just as tasty.
Still just as tasty because you think about it, most of the flavor that we love is the spices put into it. Not so much. Have you ever had, like a hamburger that's unseasoned? That doesn't taste very well.
True.
So they say, in essence, they say that this, of course, the biggest complaint, the number one complaint about this is that it was basically changing your eating habits around meat. Meat's so prevalent. And this also happened to do with more affluent people. So it kind of downplays people that are poor because a lot of times the only thing you can't afford is, animal-based mm-hmm. food products.
Sure.
So it is something to kind of think about. Speaking of food, Thanksgiving foods you can carry on an airplane. I find this very funny. Of everything, you can actually carry a turkey on board an airplane.
Yeah, this is hilarious. I kind of just want to do this just to test it out, to see what people say. I mean, you can take your dog, you can take... Mm-hmm. you know, a baby on your lap, but I just kind of want to get a giant turkey and sit him on my lap. And when I sit next to someone, name him and just be like, hey, what's up? This is so-and-so, my turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Take some selfies.
Yeah, whether the turkey is fresh or frozen, you can either check it or you can use it as a carry-on. They say it cannot have more than maximum 5 pounds of dry ice in the cooler or the shipping box, and make sure that the box doesn't exceed the carry-on size allowance. Other things that you can bring on board would be a pumpkin or another type of pie. They say just kind of wrap it sturdy. Things you can't bring on board would be, of course, wine, because that breaks the 3.4-ounce rule that TSA has. And oddly enough, they had to put this in the article, you can't take your Thanksgiving sauces like gravy and jams on board a plane.
Okay. You'd have to check those, I'd imagine. Just yeah. like wine or something. Wrap them up real good. I mean, the other thing is, though, if you're just taking, I don't know, can't you just wait until you get there to get that stuff? There's grocery stores in other places.
Yeah, that's true, but I think this is more or less stuff that you make on your own.
Sure, like homemade stuff.
And another thing you can do is, ship it ahead of time. Just so that you don't have to deal with the hassle. Because if you do check the bottle of wine in the luggage and they lose your luggage, you're not going to be a happy camper, are you? I wouldn't be.
No, not at all.
So calling this has happened to me, and I've actually done this myself as well. But when you get kind of flustered and you're trying to call out a name, like I would say, instead of Janie, I'd call you Rebecca. Elizabeth. No, Janie. That's it, Janie. That happens a lot, and that's called misnaming. And it's not a sign of you going crazy or being made crazy or even have a sign of early dementia or Alzheimer's. Come to find out, it's a sign of love and respect for you and people around you. What happens is that when you're getting your thoughts together, your mind is kind of like an assembly line. It's gathering all the stuff. And perhaps the name of the person you're trying to refer to may have got stuck in the slow lane.
Yeah, it's like still downloading. Everything else is there and ready, but the name has not quite reached your lips.
Right. So what happens is, top of mind awareness, people that are close to you, that name may pop up instead. So that's why maybe mom or dad would call you by your sibling's name when they were talking about something, or even the dog's name, though, which has happened from time to time. So they say the next time someone calls you the wrong name, don't fret. It's just a sign that you're lucky enough to have multiple loved ones to keep track of. And we also found, finally, making your stuffy healthier. This is actually some pretty good information, because we found for Thanksgiving anyways, mm-hmm. the number one side dish is stuffing, or dressing, as they call it in the South. But it is filled, even if you make it yourself, it's filled with a lot of sodium and saturated fat, because basically you're talking about bread, salt, and butter.
All of my favorite things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And these are just things that you can do when you're doing your preparation that won't change the flavor or texture of your stuffing, but it will save all that extra sodium. And this is what they talk about. When you are using butter, don't use salted butter. Use unsalted butter. And perhaps use the lower sodium or unsalted broth to moisten the stuffing. Both of those things will still add flavor to your stuffing, but you're cutting out all that salt.
Yeah, I can see it. Like, and the thing is like you said, you don't notice when you start to add the other things with flavor, like the broth instead of water. It helps offset the fact that you're missing the salt.
Right, exactly. And I come from a generation where it was kind of normal. The second you got something, you reached for the salt and pepper shakers without even testing it. And that's why you have a lot lower sodium in your diet, and that's kind of a bad thing. They say even if you want to go even further, cutting down the unsalted butter and replacing some of it with olive oil or lower-fat vegetable oil-based bread as well. They said add plenty of chopped vegetables, onions, carrots, celery, even some fresh fruits like apples and pears. Believe it or not, taste delicious when they're cooked. Even better when it's a different flavor from when they're raw to when they're cooked.
Oh, yeah. Pears, especially cooked with like cinnamon and butter. Oh, gosh, so good.
Oh, so good. Yeah. And then when they say here, keep an eye on your portions when you're spooning out the stuffing or on the dinner table. Use about an ice cream scoop size helping. That's about a half a cup. If you love stuffing more than that, cut out other sides, like perhaps your mashed potatoes or dinner rolls. To enjoy it. And the nice thing about that is that you, and I know this from experience, using the unsalted broth on a lot of things, it doesn't mm-hmm. change the flavor at all. And the good thing is that if it's not salty enough, you can add some, but it's hard to get the salt out once it's in there.
This is good. And the thing is, you just don't tell anyone. You just serve the stuffing like normal, and then everyone's like, oh, this is so good. And you're like, yep, it's way healthier, too. You're welcome.
My aunt used to do that. My cousin used to hate mushrooms. So on spaghetti, she would be there fine dicing them so fine that you couldn't tell what they were. He'd eat them all the time. Had no idea.
Gosh, that's so funny. Yeah. It's a mind trick. It's a Jedi mind trick.
It is. So there's our show for Monday, November 25th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Bye. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.